Provisions in this year's budget will allow manufacturers to see some much-needed tax relief. The spending plan calls for manufacturers who own or lease property to receive a 20% real property tax credit. It also cuts the income tax rate for the manufacturing industry to zero, and it accelerates the phase-out of the 18A utility surcharge to reduce energy costs for businesses and residents. Senator Tim Kennedy says the measure creates a more business-friendly climate in New York State.
It's very, very positive news for businesses, for job creation, and future opportunities here in the state of New York, and especially Buffalo, Western New York, that has built a reputation of having these blue-collar manufacturing jobs.
Kennedy says the changes will empower manufacturers to grow and make new investments that will help spur job creation locally. The Western New York economy supports more than 50,000 manufacturing jobs. President of Industrial Support Incorporated Dave Sullivan says the relief will allow him to expand his company and reinvest in employees.
We have to compete worldwide, and we can put that into technology. We can put it in to bring in new people, increase our sales. We're faced with some onerous taxes, and any burden that's taken off really allows us to fuel the growth of our business.
The manufacturing tax relief will be paid for in the budget surplus. This year's state budget totaled at $139 billion. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.